الحمد لله الذي هدانا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله المختار نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الأبرار، وجعلنا من أتباعهم، وجعلنا من أهل الدار، دار الكرامة ودار الجنة التي وعدها الله عز وجل لأوليائه، صلى الله يجعلنا وإياكم منهم. We have stopped last in the شرح of العقيدة الواسطية شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله with the شرح of محمد بن صالح بن عثيمين رحمه الله at the statement of the شيخ الإسلام أما بعد فهذا اعتقاد الفرقة الناجية المنصورة إلى يوم القيامة إلى قيام الساعة أهل السنة والجماعة الشرح أما بعد أما هذه نائبة عن اسم شرط وفعله التقدير مهما يكن من شيء. As for the statement أما بعد, what it really means, what the way it is translated in English is as to what follows. As to what follows. Now you hear this in the khutbah, right? After you say this, say as to what follows, really the most truthful speech is the book of Allah. The Shaykh said أما, this is a, it's a noun, It's a replacement of the conditional noun and its verb. And what is understood is whatever comes after. Whatever shall come after. As to what follows. Whatever that will follow from speech. And he will go into the grammar, which we will bypass due to the fact that it is beyond us at this particular point. طيب. And we will go to the important thing here, which is فهذا اعتقاد. هذا is this is نعم اسم إشارة اعتقاد افتعال من العقد وهو الربط والشد. هذا من حيث التصريف اللغوي. The Shaykh رحمه الله said the word اعتقاد, and what word do we know that comes from the word اعتقاد that we use often? It's in the title of the book. Aywa, ya Shaykh. Aqidah. Aqidah comes from i'tiqad. They all derive from the same word. And the asl, the root of the word is al-aqd, or al-uqad, which is the al-rabt wa shad, which is al-aqdu, which is to tighten something. To tighten something and to strengthen it. You know, like you get a rope and the knot. This is what it is. It's a knot. Right? فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. It's that knot that you tie, and it's tight usually, it cannot be easily loosened. He says this is linguistically what is intended by the term اعتقاد. وَأَمَّا فِي الْإِصْطِلَاحِ عِنْدَهُمْ فَهُوَ حُكْمُ الذِّهْنِ الْجَازِمِ. As to what it means legally, it is the whatever the mind firmly believes in, whatever the mind or the thought firmly believe in. You call اعتقدت كذا, they say I اعتقد such, يعني جزمت به في قلبي, meaning I confirm it and I'm sure about it. I'm positive about it in my heart. فاعتقادنا أن الله إله واحد صحيح. So our اعتقاد, يعني our belief or firm understanding that Allah is one is correct. واعتقاد النصارى أن الله ثالث ثلاثة باطل. As for the اعتقاد of the Christians who say that Allah is one of three, is false. They have اعتقاد. This is what they firmly believe in. Firmly are convinced this is the truth. And we are on the other side. And each one of us has a عقيدة and an اعتقاد. But ours, alhamdulillah, is based upon truth and theirs is based upon falsehood. لأنه مخالف للواقع. The reason why it is false, because it is in opposition to the truth. It's opposition to the reality. Reality is no way. ووجه ارتباطه بالمعنى اللغوي ظاهر. لأن هذا الذي حكم في قلبه على شيء ما كأنه عقده عليه وشده عليه بحيث لا يتفلت منه. He says, and the reason why this term is used legally in relation with the linguistic meaning is obvious. Because when you believe something in your heart, it's almost like you tighten it. You're tying it up in a knot and you are strengthening and you are, you know, pushing it to the limit.
almost like the heart believes in something and there's no way it could escape. You know, you're like, this is the belief, and your i'tiqad is like a rope or something that you put around this particular object, and then you tighten it, where it cannot let go. You cannot let go. It cannot escape. So that's what i'tiqad. This is the relation between the linguistic meaning and the legal meaning. ممتاز. والفرقة لأنه الشيخ قال هذا فهذا اعتقاد الفرقة الناجية. الفرقة بكسر الفاء. The word فرقة بمعنى الطائفة, meaning a group. فرقة meaning a group. قال الله تعالى فلولا نفر من كل فرقة منهم طائفة. Had only from each group only one party went out. This is in jihad. توبة 1:122. وأما الفرقة بالضم فهي مأخوذة من الافتراق. Huh? So there's a look at the نعم سورة توبة verse 122. This is he's showing us where the term فرقة is used in the Quran in order to explain what it means. Now look, in the Arabic language is quite specific. If you say فرقة with the كسرة on the فاء has a different meaning than saying فرقة with the ضمة on the فاء. They're written the same way, but the vowels, the small vowels or the تشكيل, they make a variation in the meaning. And so this is something that you will come across with plenty of reading or by learning, of course. So he said furqa with the dhamm, meaning it's taken from furqa, separation. As for firqa means a group.
Firqa group.
Furqa is separation, division. يعني يفرق بين المرء وأخيه. نعم. قوله الناجية. الناجية اسم فاعل من نجا إذا سلم أو سلم. ناجية meaning the one who is saved. Okay, you say نجا من الموت, يعني he was saved from death. ناجية في الدنيا من البدع سالمة منها وناجية في الآخرة من النار. And the reason why it's called, now he's saying, the Shaykh al-Islam saying, he says, this is the aqidah, the i'tiqad, the firm belief of al-firqa, of the group, al-najiyah, the saved, ila qiyam al-sa'ah, until the occurrence of the hour. Their name is ahl-sunnah wal-jama'ah. Now the Shaykh is explaining it word by word. So we explain what firqa means, group. Najiyah, saved. Why are they saved? They are saved in this dunya from bid'ah, from innovation. They don't play with no innovation. No innovation in the deen for that particular group. Other groups, no problem. You have some new ideas, ahlan wa sahlan. We will accommodate them and entertain them and practice them and teach them to the people. You bring whatever comes to mind. Whether it's from the sunnah or not, they're not concerned. This is not the way this particular group feels. So they are free from, safe from bid'ah in this dunya, and they are free from the hellfire in the hereafter. So there will be no punishment for that particular group, inshallah. وجه ذلك أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال وستفترق هذه الأمة على 73 فرقة كلها في النار إلا واحدة. قالوا من هي يا رسول الله؟ قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من كان على مثل ما أنا عليه وأصحابي. And the reason why this particular term is used, the saved sect, that's what it really is, the saved group or saved sect. The reason why this particular expression is used, because of the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, which has been authenticated by the scholars of hadith. The Shaykh didn't mention that, but I'm telling you that on the side, that the ummah, the Muslims, after he mentioned the Christians dividing into 71 and the Jews 71, the Christians 72, he said, and my nation, the Muslims, will divide into 73 groups or sects, all of them in the fire except one. He said, who are they, O Messenger of Allah? Who is this particular group? He said, whomever is upon what I am and my companions. That's the bottom line. And so those like the Shia who come and curse the companions are far away from being among like those who are upon what he was and his companions. Because not only they're not upon what they are, they actually consider them disbelievers. So these people, if they still fall under Islam, depending on how deviant they are, they will be among the sects. Otherwise, they may not even be considered. Because many of the scholars say this hadith deals with those who are still within the folds of Islam. They have innovated, but not innovation that will take them outside of Islam. Some of the groups like Ahmadiyya and other these, they are ma'as-salama. even if they consider themselves Muslims, they have went outside of Islam. So their innovation did not keep them in the religion, the innovation took them all the way outside of the religion. That's if they entered into it to begin with. Because in order to enter into Islam, you have to have a sound belief system. If you accept Islam on a false basis, then you really have not accepted Islam. You've accepted some other religion that they call themselves Muslims. Nonetheless, we will deal with that inshallah at the time. طيب وهذا الحديث يبين لنا معنى الناجية. He said this particular narration explains to us what is intended by the word ناجية, saved. فمن كان على مثل ما عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه فهو ناجي من البدع. So whomever is upon what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was upon and his companions, then he is safe from innovations. He is safe from innovations because they didn't innovate. وكلها في النار إلا واحدة إذن هي ناجية من النار. And regarding the statement, all of them in the fire except one, then he said this is an indication that they are also saved from the fire. Because he said all of them in the fire except one. It's that particular group. فَالنَّجَاتُ هُنَا مِنَ الْبِدَعِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمِنَ النَّارِ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. So the reason why they are saved is because they are saved of two ways. They are saved from innovation in the dunya, and they are saved from the hellfire and the hereafter. الْمَنْصُورَةُ إِلَى قِيَامِ السَّاعَ. The victorious until the occurrence of the hour. عبر المؤلف بذلك موافقة للحديث. The author, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, used the term mansura, and with that particular statement, based on a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي على الحق ظاهرين والظهور الانتصار. He عليه الصلاة والسلام said, they shall remain a group of my nation upon the truth, and they will be victorious. They will be ظاهرين, يعني be on top. They will be over. They will be visible from ظهور يظهر الشيء. They will be out there, not hidden, concealed. But therefore the people who want the truth to recognize it. He said the Shaykh says, وَالظُّهُور, meaning ظهور, is الانتصار, is victory, meaning they're victorious. لقوله تعالى, because Allah says, فَأَيَّدْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَى عَدُوِهِمْ فَأَصْبَحُوا ظَاهِرِينَ. Surah الصف. When Isa عليه السلام, Jesus told the حواريين, he said, مَنْ أَنصَارِي إِلَى اللَّهِ, who will be my helpers for the sake of Allah? قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله. قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله. The disciples of Jesus said, we are the Ansar, the helpers of the religion of Allah. فآمن الطائفة من بني إسرائيل وكفر الطائفة. So a group of the children of Israel believed in the message of Jesus being the messenger of Allah. وكفر الطائفة, and a group disbelieved in him, said that he is a liar, he is not the Messiah, son of Mary. فأيدنا الذين آمنوا على عدوهم فأصبحوا ظاهرين. Allah says, so we gave assistance to those who believed against their enemies, فأصبحوا ظاهرين, so they became victorious. So the term used, ظاهرين. And the Shaykh want to prove that that means نصر, because Allah gave him victory over the Jews who disbelieved. And what the Jews, what did they accomplish? Nothing. They killed someone who resembled Jesus, and Jesus was saved by Allah Azza wa Jal. And they gained absolutely nothing but more evil upon their evil, more disbelief upon their disbelief, more rejection of the prophets and the messengers, which is their quality for numbers of years, except those whom Allah has guided from among them. Otherwise, they're known for being among the most corrupt people that stepped upon earth. Yani, they would kill the prophets. A prophet would come to them and they would kill him. A'udhu billah, this is crazy, man. That's a person coming to you from Allah, trying to take you to paradise, so you kill him. That's how you show thankfulness to Allah. Anyways, that's the Jews for you. The day will come, inshallah, where they will be swallowing some dirt. Sooner or later, inshallah. Don't worry. وَالَّذِي يَنْصُرُهَا هُوَ اللَّهُ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ فَهِيَ مَنْصُورَةٌ إِلَى قِيَامِ السَّاعَةِ. Why are they victorious? Who will give it victory? The Shaykh said, it will be given victory by Allah and His angels and the believers. فَهِيَ مَنْصُورَةٌ إِلَى قِيَامِ السَّاعَةِ. Verily, it is victorious until the occurrence of the hour, يعني until the day of judgment. منصورة من الرب عز وجل. It is victorious from Allah, from the Lord عز وجل. ومن الملائكة, and by the angels. Now the angels, of course, because Allah commands them, not that they do things independently. ومن عباده المؤمنين, and from among the believing servants. حتى قد ينصر الإنسان من الجن. ينصره الجن ويرهبون عدوه. Even Allah may make the jinn assist the believers, where they will wind up terrifying the enemies. إلى قيام الساعة, what is intended meaning until the occurrence of the hour, or until the resurrection of the hour. That's just being
يعني literal translation of the word. أي إلى يوم القيامة, meaning to the day of judgment. أي فهي منصورة إلى قيام الساعة. It will be victorious until that particular day. وهنا يرد إشكال. Now the Sheikh is bringing, he said, now we have a problem. There may be a confusion. What is the confusion? وهو أن الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام أخبر بأن الساعة تقوم على شرار الخلق. شرار الخلق عفوا. وأنها لا تقول لا تقوم حتى لا يقال الله الله. فكيف نجمع بين هذا وبين قوله إلى قيام الساعة؟ He said, we have a problem. The problem is that it has been proven that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the hour will occur upon the worst of creation. The people will be left, will be the worst of people. They will actually be fornicating in the streets when the hour will take place. And in another narration, it said Allah, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the hour will not occur until no one will say on earth Allah Allah. No one will even say Allah Allah. So how do we bring a relation between that? The Prophet ﷺ said that the hour will happen when no one will say Allah Allah, and it will be the worst of creation. Yet the Shaykh is saying that this group will be victorious until the day of judgment.
Conflict.
Hey, how is that? No, there's never a conflict. There's just understanding of the text and understanding of the intention of the Shaykh. Because the Shaykh, rahimahullah ibn Taymiyyah, would know what's going on. But you will see in the language of the Arabs, which this is why Arabic is important if you can learn. Because in the language of the Arabs, there are these expressions and things that are used and people understand them in a certain way, where they do not give the same literal meaning that the person brings to mind. There are things where they intend by a particular time, they may say a night and intend the day, or say the day and intend the night, due to something that is known among the language, the tongue of the Arabs. So that's why Allah says, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا. We have made it in Arabic Quran, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ, because the Quraishis understood this language. So these words were used, you will see that they are used at times where they mean something. Here's an example. وَالْجَوَابَ أَنْ يُقَالْ إِنَّ الْمُرَادَ إِلَى قُرْبِ قِيَامِ السَّاعَةِ. He says, the answer is that we say that what is intended, meaning until the near, the closest thing to the occurrence of the hour. Not the very minute of the hour. Not يعني until the Israfil blows into the horn, the group will be there. But what is intended إلى قيام الساعة, meaning until that time, يعني until a short time before that last moment of evil. You understand what I'm saying? لقوله في الحديث حتى يأتي أمر الله أو إلى قيام الساعة أي ساعتهم وهو موتهم. Because of the statement, because the hadith which says حتى يأتي أمر الله, until the command of Allah comes about. Or what we could say, إلى قيام الساعة, until the occurrence of the hour, meaning ساعتهم, meaning their hour, their death. Because your day of judgment, your hereafter, begins as soon as you die, right or wrong? As soon as you die, you're no longer in this world. You're no longer in the life of the world. You are already in the hereafter phases. So what could be understood by إلى قيام الساعة, meaning until the occurrence of the hour of each individual person, meaning his time of his death. And that is another way to look at it. لِأَنَّ مَنْ مَاتَ فَقَدْ قَامَتْ قِيَمَتُهُ. Because whomever dies, his resurrection has already begun. لكن الأول أقرب. He said, but the first explanation is closer to the truth. Which is basically saying that it is until a short time. For example, I will give you an example. Even in English. Let's say tomorrow you have a special event. And this event will end at 11 o'clock. At night. I know that I will be there till around 10:30, then I have to go. But the thing begins after Fajr. Long time. You ask me, you coming tomorrow, you're going to be with till the end? I could say, yeah, I'm going to be with you, inshallah, till the end. Even if I leave 1 hour, it doesn't really matter. It's because realistically, I'm going to be there for such a long time, where I could almost say I'm going to be with you till the end, even if it's not the very last second. When everybody leaves, I leave with them. Even if I leave 15-20 minutes before, it's understood if I say I'm going to be with you till the end, meaning more or less. You don't take it in this literal sense. You know, even in English, this same thing can be said. You don't have to specify. And if I leave, you cannot blame me the next day. So you said you're going to be with us till the end. I say, yeah, Sheikh, come on, 15 minutes, man. I had to leave early. What's the big deal? You won't make a big deal. Because you could say I was with you till the end. Instead of leaving a Maghrib, I left just 15 minutes or 20 minutes before the end of the party or whatever it is, you know, the get-together. So it doesn't really count like I left you way early. So until إلى قيام الساعة, meaning until the very end of time.
shortly when يعني then the people, good people will be taken away and only the evil people will be left, and then soon enough the hour will take place. You could almost say that they will be there till the end of time. It doesn't mean they're going to disappear now and there will be still hundreds of years with people not knowing what Islam is. You get the point? Inshallah. طيب فهم منصورون إلى قرب قيام الساعة. It says, so they are victorious until approaching very short time before the end of the occurrence of the hour. وإنما لجأنا إلى هذا التأويل لدليل, والتأويل بدليل جائز لأن الكل من عند الله. He says, and the reason why we have used this ta'wil, which is this interpretation, we are interpreting this particular statement in this way because we have an evidence for doing so. And the rule is, the qa'idah, the principle, if you have an evidence that allows you to interpret something other than the apparent meaning of the text, then it is permissible to do so because it is all from Allah. When is it a problem, which we will see inshallah in the book, when you try to interpret something without any evidence? So they say that Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arsh istawa, Allah rose above his throne. They try to say, no, it doesn't mean that he rose above his throne. It means that he conquered the earth or some other thing. This is trying to do ta'wil, which is change the apparent meaning into something else. The problem with it, there's no evidence for it. There's no evidence, so it's not permissible. But if there's an evidence that allows you to interpret something, then this is permissible. This is among the times. Because we have an evidence that the end of time is could be near and could be just before the end of time, and it could still be because of the hadith of Rasulullah حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ, until the command of Allah comes about, meaning until the end. نعم والله تعالى عالم. ممتاز. أهل السنة والجماعة. أهل usually means the family. طيب, and أهل البيت is the family and the, of the household of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And you say my family, and usually my parents or my wife and whatever. So this is what is intended by ahl, the people of. As-sunnah wal-jama'ah. Ahl as-sunnah wal-jama'ah meaning the people, the family, the group of sunnah, from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way, his way of life. Wal-jama'ah. Jama'ah from, like you establish jama'ah, prayer, right? That's what we call jama'ah, congregational. Meaning we all come together on one thing. No division. Jama'ah is the opposite of division. They're not divided. Rather they are in harmony with one another upon the sunnah. The Shaykh will explain.
But not separation.
Yes.
But firq is, we told firq group or...
Firqa. Aywa.
If you put dhamma, that is division, eh?
Furqa na'am, meaning division. Firqa meaning group. طيب, الشيخ said, كيف يقول أهل السنة؟ فإن قلت, أيوة, أضافهم إلى السنة لأنهم متمسكون بها والجماعة لأنهم مجتمعون عليها. They were called أهل السنة because they hold on to the sunnah firmly. And they were called جماعة because they all agreed upon it. They are all in agreement about it. فإن قلت, كيف يقول أهل السنة والجماعة لأنهم جماعة؟ فكيف يضاف الشيء إلى نفسه؟ فإذا فإن قلت كيف يقول أهل السنة والجماعة لأنهم جماعة؟ Oh, he said, if you say, if someone says, why are they called the people of Sunnah and جماعة, although they are already جماعة, they are already جماعة, but you're still calling them أهل السنة والجماعة. If you said أهل السنة, that's enough because they are a jama'ah. That's why they are Ahl Sunnah. So what's the point of having a jama'ah added? He said, how is something added to itself? طيب. فالجواب أن الأصل أن كلمة جماعة بمعنى الاجتماع فهي اسم مصدر. هذا في الأصل. ثم نقلت من هذا الأصل إلى القوم المجتمعين وعليه فيكون معنى أهل السنة الجماعة أي أهل السنة والاجتماع. The Sheikh goes into the grammatical aspect of this. And the bottom line of it is that they are called أهل السنة والجماعة, meaning اجتماع, the people of sunnah and the people of grouping again upon the sunnah, those who group upon the sunnah. سموا أهل السنة لأنهم متمسكون بها, وسموا أهل الجماعة لأنهم مستمعون عليها كما ذكر آنفا. ولهذا تفترق هذه الفرقة كما افترق أهل البدع. نجد أهل البدع كالجهمية متفرقين, والمعتزلة متفرقين, والروافد متفرقين, وغيرهم من أهل التعطيل متفرقين. He said, So he said, you find the people of innovation, like the Jahmiya, one group of innovators, we dealt with them in the beginning, explaining what their belief system was. They deny the names and attributes of Allah. They are, and within themselves, they are divided. And the Mu'tazila, they are divided. And the Shia, the Rawafid, they're also divided. They have many different groups. And any others from those who deny the attributes of Allah, they are also divided within themselves. But this particular group, Ahl Sunnah Wal Jama'ah, they are in harmony. They are grouping with one another upon the truth. وَإِنْ كَانَ قَدْ يَحْصُلْ بَيْنَهُمْ خِلَافٌ لَكِنَّهُ خِلَافٌ لَا يَضُرُّ. Even if they may differ, like Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah differs with Imam Shafi'i, differs with Imam Ahmad, differs with Imam Malik, with Uza'i, they had differences of fiqh issues, or they may have some differences, that is inevitable. But not a difference that will cause harm. Not a major difference. Rather, it's a difference of understanding of the text, but not a difference in terms of the essence of the religion. وَهُوَ خِلَافٌ لَا يَضَلِّلُ أَحَدُهُمْ الْأَخَرْ بِهِ. It's a kind of error, or kind of difference, where the one would not say that the other one is deviant. يعني Imam Ahmad, if he was in an opinion regarding one thing in the Salah, he doesn't say that Imam Malik is an innovator, he's a misguided person because he has a different fiqh position. Rather, they all loved one another, and they all worked with one another to attain whatever was authentic from the Sunnah. They differed in terms of understanding, but not the kind of difference where they will call each other names and say that he's an innovator, he's an innovator. Otherwise, every individual will have his own religion, and it will be impossible for everybody to agree on things. نعم. أي أن صدورهم تتسع له وإلا فقد اختلف في أشياء مما يتعلق بالعقيدة. He says, no, he mentioned even عقيدة ما شاء الله. He said, but their chests are open. They have ease regarding these differences. Otherwise, they have even differed in things pertaining to عقيدة, pertaining to belief system. We will see what is intended. مثل هل رأى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ربه بعينه أم لم يره. Something like that, alhamdulillah, not major. They differed whether the Prophet ﷺ seen Allah with his eye or not. Because we know that the Prophet ﷺ was ascended to the heavens in Isra. The scholars of Ahl Sunnah Wal Jama'ah have differed. Even the companions, like Aisha radiallahu anha, and others have differed. Did the Prophet ﷺ see Allah Azza wa Jal clearly, like see Allah, or did he not? There's a difference of opinion. This is pertaining to aqidah. This has to do with the beliefs, and this is not a fiqh issue. They differed, but not the kind of different where if one of them said the opinion, the other one say you were misguided for saying that. Rather, they understood that this, it was feasible. It was a feasible kind of difference. وَمِثْلِهِ. And another example where they differed, هَلْ عَذَابُ الْقَبْرِ عَلَى الْبَدَنِ وَالْرُوحِ أَوْ الْرُوحِ فَقَطْ. The punishment of the grave. Does it afflict the body and the soul, or is it only the soul? They differed about that. ومثل بعض الأمور يختلفون فيها, and like other affairs that they differed about. لكنها مسائل تعد فرعية بالنسبة للأصول, but it is all issues that are considered to be side issues and not really dealing with the principles, the foundations. وليست من الأصول, it's not from the foundations. ثم هم مع ذلك إذا اختلفوا لا يضل بعضهم بعضا بخلاف أهل البدع. Yet with that, if they happen to differ, then they do not misguide one another by accusing each other of misguidance, unlike the people of innovation. You know, when they start just going to extreme and they just accuse themselves, each other, of the worst things. Even like the Christians, if even forget about among the people of innovation of the Christians, look at the case of the Catholic Christians versus the born again Christians versus the Anglo, whatever they have them in the Philippines, a particular thing. They have some major issues with one another, man. They can't stand one another. They hate the guts of one another. Just as Allah described in the Quran, Allah put between them baghdah, hatred, until the Day of Judgment. They can't get along. And they hold, يعني, a heart. The Pope of the Catholic Church, he said, this, the only real church is the Catholic Church. يعني, everybody is not a Christian. يعني, basically, the claim in that everybody else who's not a Catholic Christian is a disbeliever. Well, they're all disbelievers, but to him, as if he's upon the truth. And they accuse him of the same thing. Say, who are you, Pope? You don't need to have a Pope. You're taking this position of yourself and you wear all this gold. And you know, it's crazy stuff. But this is an example. That's how the people of innovation, that's not Ahl Sunnah al-Jama'ah. They may differ, but that's not how it goes. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. إذن فهم مجتمعون على السنة فهم أهل السنة والجماعة. So they are upon and in agreement with the Sunnah.
So they are the people of the Sunnah and the Jama'ah, those who are in agreement with it. Praise be to Allah. وعلم من كلام المؤلف رحمه الله أنه لا يدخل فيهم من خلفهم في طريقتهم. فالأشاعر مثلا والماتريدية لا يعدون من أهل السنة والجماعة في هذا الباب. And we understand from the statement of the Shaykh rahimahullah that they will not be considered among the Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, those who oppose them in their methodology. For example, the Asha'ira or the Maturidiyya, which is, we will deal with them inshallah as we in the book, they are not considered among the people of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. لأنهم مخالفون لما كان عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه في إزراء صفات الله سبحانه وتعالى على حقيقتها. Because they oppose the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم and his companions pertaining the way they were supposed to accept the attributes of Allah عز وجل according to their apparent truthful meaning. They would not take it as it apparently means. They would not accept Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik Al-Quddus. They have to interpret it differently. That's not how the Prophet ﷺ and the companions were. وَلِهَذَا يُخْطِئُ مَنْ يَقُولُ إِنَّ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ الْجَمَاعَةِ ثَلَاثَ. He says, so this is why we say that they are mistaken, those who say that أهل السنة والجماعة are three. سلفيون وأشعريون وماتريديون. سلفيس, and we will deal with that inshallah. وأشاعر and ماتريديون. فهذا خطأ. فكيف يكون الجميع أهل السنة ومختلفون. How can they all be the people of Sunnah while they differ? Now the term Salafi and saying Salafiyun, I want to clarify something. A Salafi is someone who follows the manhaj of Ahl Sunnah al-Jama'ah and the Salaf. Yet the Shaykh himself was not of the opinion that you call yourself a Salafi and you group yourself in a group called Salafis and you follow them. In his book of Sharh al-Arba'in al-Nawawiyya rahimahullah, he mentioned in the Hadith 37 in his explanation, he says no, that there has been groups from before like the Khawarij and the Mu'tazila and Jahmiyyah. And today we have groups like Tablighis and Ikhwanis and Salafis. He says, do not belong to any one of them. Put them all on the side. Upon you is the statement of the Prophet ﷺ, whom he said, upon you is my Sunnah and the Sunnah of the rightly guided Khulafa after me. He said, we say, it's upon every Muslim to be upon the manhaj of the Salaf, upon the methodology of the Salaf, which is Ahl Sunnah al-Jama'ah. But to make a clan and call yourself Salafis and everybody else is an innovator and accuse people and call them names, that was not the manhaj of the Shaykh. Although those who are upon the Salafiyyah, hardcore sectarianism, they quote the Shaykh often, but they don't quote that particular statement of his in his book because it opposes what they're upon. So I remind myself and you to understand that we need to seek the pleasure of Allah, not the people. We should not be called any particular name. Because there have been many different sects that came into existence, the term Ahl Sunnah al-Jama'ah was needed to make a distinction between the people of innovation and the people of the Sunnah. But nowadays, you could also say Salafi, because this is what is, because even other groups call themselves Ahl Sunnah al-Jama'ah, and they're not really part of Ahl Sunnah al-Jama'ah. So the term Salafi is needed, but to make a clan and call yourself Salafi and have all the different things that come along with them, I don't know if you're familiar with them or not, but they are out there, and they are very extreme in calling any sheikh who doesn't ascribe himself to the Salafiyyah as a sect to be misguided. Anyone who doesn't say, if you're not with them, you're against them. That's just the way they work. And they've caused much fitna among the Muslims. May Allah Azza wa Jalla rectify our condition and theirs. Anyway, so the sheikh, when he's saying Salafis, he doesn't mean the sect of Salafis. He means you're either Salafi, meaning upon the way of the Salaf, which are the righteous predecessors, and nothing else. Because he explained what he means in another book. You could read it on your own inshallah. Verse 30, Hadith 37 in the book of 40 Nawawi. Sharh bin Uthaymeen rahimahullah. Mumtaz. فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ. What is after the truth except misguidance? وَكَيْفَ يَكُنُونَ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَكُلُّ وَاحِدٌ يَرُدُّ عَلَى الْآخَرِ. How we call them all among the people of Sunnah and they're always opposing and refuting one another. هذا لا يمكن. He said, this is impossible. إلا إذا أمكن الجمع بين الضدين فنعم.
unless you're able to bring a relation between two opposites, and that's far-fetched. وَإِلَّا فَلَا شَكَّ أَنَّ أَحَدُهُمْ وَحْدَهُ وَصَاحِبُ السُنَّةِ. He says, otherwise it's inevitable that only one of them is the person of Sunnah, the true person of Sunnah. Who are they? The Ash'aris, or the Maturidis, or the Salafis? Inevitably it's the Salafis, meaning those who are upon the manhaj, again I will clarify, upon the methodology of the Salaf. Those who are upon what the Prophet ﷺ was and his companions, those whom Allah said in the Quran, وَمَن يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولِ مِن بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. Allah says in the Quran, whomever opposes the messenger after the truth has become clear, but not only that, and chooses a path other than that of the believers, then we will allow him to choose whatever he chooses, but we will prepare for him the hellfire and what an evil abode. That verse is used as an evidence. Notice, Allah Azza wa Jal, I believe it's Surah An-Nisa. I will look it up for you, inshallah. The emphasis in this verse that Allah didn't only say, whomever opposes the messenger after the truth has become clear, we will allow him to choose that path. He said, and chooses a path other than that of the believers. Who are the believers at that time when this verse was revealed? The companions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. These are what we intend by the Salaf. This is who we are talking about. Them and the first three generations. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, another hadith, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. The best of mankind is my generation, then those who will follow, those who will come after them, then those who will come after them. These first three generations are the righteous predecessors, and whomever follows them on the righteous path. It's not like they stopped and خلاص, they cut off. They were always a group of people, as the Prophet ﷺ said, until the day of judgment. A group of the Muslims upon this particular truth. Those who follow their way of life, their methodology, their understanding of the Islam, whether pertaining to the names and attributes of Allah, whether pertaining to bid'ah and sunnah, whether pertaining to politics, whether pertaining to business and economy, however they understood it, we follow their path. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ said they are the best. And they are the closest people to the revelation. Some of them, the revelation was revealed because of them, like the companions. So who are we to understand how the way they understood unless we follow them and play it safe? And Allah told us, if you choose a path other than that of the believers, you're not going to be upon success. You see the relation between things. Mumtaz. Hasanan. نقول من وافق السنة فهو صاحب السنة ومن خالف السنة فليس صاحب السنة. The Shaykh said, we say, whomever is in agreement with the Sunnah, then he is a person of the Sunnah. And whomever is not in agreement with the Sunnah, then he is not a companion, he is not of the Sunnah. فنحن نقول السلف هم أهل السنة والجماعة. Now we say the Salaf, the righteous predecessors, they are أهل السنة والجماعة. ولا يصدق الوصف على غيرهم أبدا. And that description does not fit anyone except them ever. No one can get that particular title. لا يمكن. لا. والكلمات تعتبر بمعانيها. And the words are understood through their meanings. لننظر كيف نسمي من خالف السنة أهل السنة. لا يمكن. Let us see how can we call someone who opposes the Sunnah the people of Sunnah. He said the words should contain what the truth, the essence. If you call them Ahl Sunnah and they're not upon the Sunnah, what kind of title is this? Either you have the Sunnah so you deserve the title, or you're not. You cannot get that title anymore. حسناً لا يمكن وكيف يمكن نقول عن ثلاث طوائف مختلفة أنهم مجتمعون. He says, okay, it's impossible. Furthermore, how can we say three groups that are in opposition we call them مجتمع. مجتمعون. We said أهل السنة والجماعة. How can we say have three contending groups, each one of them opposing one another, call them جماعة? They cannot be جماعة. They have to be with one another. فأين الاجتماع? Where is the اجتماع? Where is the grouping? فأهل السنة والجماعة هم السلف معتقدا. So أهل السنة والجماعة are those who are the righteous predecessors in terms of the creed. حتى المتأخر إلى يوم القيامة. Even the one who follow them who comes late until the day of judgment. إذا كان على طريق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه. If he is upon the way of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and his companions. فإنه سلفي, then he is the person of the Salaf. He is a Salafi without the title, without the group. But this is what you are. Between you and yourself, nowadays, if you go to Syria, you go to Palestine, you go to Egypt, you go to any country, Pakistan, India, where there's plenty of innovations now, and you want to make a distinction between you and the people, and you don't want to cause fitna, you between yourself, you know that you're a Salafi in terms of what you're upon. And you see someone worshiping a grave and going down on the grave and asking the person who's dead for assistance, and you know this is against the manhaj of the Salaf. So you are a Salafi in this sense. But it doesn't mean that you grab a sign and you walk around and say, I'm a Salafi, and you have your own group called the Salafis, and then you wind up backbiting people and speaking about the Muslims and belittling them and calling the scholars deviant and misguided, this crazy stuff. No. But in reality, you're a Salafi because you are upon the manhaj of the Salaf. You understand what I'm saying? Like you say, he's Pakistani because he's from Pakistan. Lubnani from Lubnan. Amriki from America. Salafi because he's from the Salaf. See why? That's what is intended. Linguistically, that's what you are. Because Pakistani because you're from Pakistan. Salafi because you follow the Salaf. It doesn't mean you're a sect. Hasanan. We will refrain, inshallah, because there's like around 12 minutes for Isha. Give you some time to refresh. And because we've finished particular section, and inshallah we'll be moving to the most important and sensitive aspect, which I've been looking forward to, alhamdulillah. Or now I'm looking forward to actually tell you the truth. Now we're going to be dealing with Iman. What is the Iman in Allah? What is Iman in His angels? The six pillars of faith. And the Shaykh rahimahullah will elaborate, and he will break it down, dealing with things that you probably have not come across before, inshallah. Something very beneficial for us, because the more we understand the Iman, the more we will have Iman. The more you understand these things, the more your belief will become firm. Because you will realize this is a strong structure, mighty structure, that it could be destroyed, it could vanish. It's something that Allah Azza wa Jalla has established. And the more you look into it and you evaluate it, the more you see that this is the truth and everything else is false. Alhamdulillah. So this will increase your Iman. Because how do you feel your Iman increase? When you're secure that you're upon the truth. When do you feel your Iman get low? When doubts come and the shaitan come tell you, hey, maybe this religion is something, maybe the other religion is that, huh? Then you start having doubts. So alhamdulillah, when you learn, you actually strengthen your Iman. You know that this is built upon a strong foundation, and by the will of Allah, this will be a source of establishment for us, for our faith in this dunya. Hopefully it will lead us to the paradise, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, in the hereafter. Yes, just speaking about Iman and Allah Azza wa Jalla is 2.5 pages, then the angels, 3 pages. Yeah, this is going to be something nice, inshallah. طيب هذا والله تعالى أعلم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على عبده ورسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. If you have any question, we could entertain maybe one or two before we break off for the salah, inshallah.
Salaf means only righteous.
Salaf linguistically means that which came before. That which came before. It's in the Quran.
In advance, salafan.
Aywa, it's salafan. They say salafan meaning that which came before you, prior to you. Linguistically, it's in the Quran.
I think the Arabic word is "ashkuruk al-salafan."
Yeah, that's what they say. I thank you in advance. And why they say in advance? Because it prior. Advance is something that came before. Linguistically, that's what it means.
So the righteous predecessor.
Aywa. Yes, and the Prophet ﷺ told Fatima in an authentic hadith before he died, "Ana khayru salaf laki." I am the best of salaf for you. This was on his deathbed, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that term was used by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's used in the Quran. So the term in and within itself is fine. There's nothing wrong with saying that you are a Salafi because you follow the way of the Salaf. The way of the... It's because of the sectarianism that occurred where the term became sensitive. When you say Salafi, it has a special ring. You may not be familiar with it. I had to live it in the States. And it's here. It's all everywhere in the world now. This is something that is among the Muslims, and it has its value. But it has become very strange word. So when you say Salafi, you're automatically attributed to a group, and this could go a long way. So I wanted to clarify that this is not what I'm upon. And I'm not upon. I'm upon, inshallah, the way of the Salaf. But I don't belong to a sect called Salafis, and I don't agree with a lot of the things that they do in terms of backbiting the scholars and belittling them, and considering that the whole ummah has 3-4 scholars and everybody else is misguided, and they call some major mashayikh يعني some terrible things, and they have websites, they have the whole thing. So this is why I want to clear myself from them. And of course, if they hear this one day, they will warn against me. And you can go to website salafitalk.net and you will find my name over there among the deviant, misguided people, because I'm speaking like this. And this is how it is. You say one thing that they don't like, and مع السلامة. And they will nail you, man. They will nail you like you just like you're a shaitan walking upon earth. Even if you're a Muslim and you do some good deeds and you have some things, but you mess around with not belonging to them, forget about it. إلا من رحم الله. We're not generalizing all of them, but that's how they usually. Anyways, it's in the Quran. I'm in Surah Zukhruf or Surah Al-La. فجعلناهم سلفا. Surah Al-Zukhruf or Surah Al-Dukhan. أي ما شاء الله. فلما لا وفجعلناهم سلفا ومثلا للآخرين. Here, just read the interpretation in English on your own. See how they explained it. Verse 56, سورة الزخرف. زخرف. Verse 56.
زخرف.
زخرف. The adornment, decoration, whatever. فجعلناهم سلفا. Who Allah speaking about? Here, the people of Fir'aun. فلما آسفونا انتقمنا منهم فأغرقناهم أجمعين. So one day caused what they did, Allah said we took revenge of them and we drowned all of them. فجعلناهم سلفا ومثل الآخرين. We made them as a reminder and an example of the people who will come afterwards. يعني they were سلف, they were example of the people who came before. So that's what سلف means, that which comes before. Legally, when we say Salaf, we mean the righteous predecessors, the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, including him عليه الصلاة والسلام on the top of them, and the first three generations of Muslims, and anyone among the scholars and the believers who followed their path. Alhamdulillah, there are plenty of them by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
What ayah 56?
56, Habibi. Any other questions? خلاص.
Salaf is not a sick. It is the righteous predecessor.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be. But of course, some say that you know, it's a sect also. Although they don't consider themselves, they don't call themselves a sect, but their behavior is sectarian. You know, it's basically saying that you know this is what you're Salafi. You have to call yourself Salafi.
Mm-hmm.
And they may ask you, do you think that is such and such person a sheikh? Is he one of our mashayikh? If you say no, you're in trouble. You better say some people are among the major scholars, because these are the people who are يعني, helping them in this particular methodology. So they have their own agenda, they have their own things. Alhamdulillah, they've cooled down a little bit. The scholars have advised them often. And Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, alhamdulillah, rahimahullah, who was referred to often by them, because he's one of their mashayikh. He mentioned clearly how he felt about it in this particular book. And the funny thing is, if you go to any website of theirs or any place where that book was explained, that part where he mentioned what I told you is taken out, is omitted. They don't have that. They don't have the part where he said that, you know, don't call yourself this, don't belong to a thing, this, you're supposed to be upon the way of the Salaf, but you don't have to call yourself anything. And although the brothers are the closest to the truth, but still they fell into the same problem as others by calling Muslims innovators and transgressing and doing the things. All this part, they have deleted from the sharh of the book that they have translated to English. And even perhaps Arabic, because it doesn't befit them. If the people who follow them know that Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah was not like that, many of them may stop. But you know, it's like almost a business. And Allah ya'fu anna wa anhum wa yuslih ahwalana jami'an. Allah al-musta'an. It's a major fitna back in the States because of this thing. You know, people being warned against, people kicked out of the masjid because of whatever, some extremism, major extremism. And so, alhamdulillah, but at least they are the people who follow the sunnah. They follow the sunnah more than anyone else. And they are closest to the truth. As Ibn Uthaymeen said, they are the closest to the truth, but they still fell into this problem of, you know, closing themselves in
and starting to have affiliations, and your affiliation with this, you don't affiliate with us, you're not one of us, so you are not, you're not part of the on the manhaj, even if the Shaykh is. So Bilal Phillips to them is on the list, Yusuf Istis is on the list, Ahmed Didat is on the list. All these people who may be involved in da'wah, who don't ascribe themselves to them, they consider to them innovators. They are innovators, misguided, deviant people who you shouldn't take knowledge from, shouldn't listen to, shouldn't affiliate with, shouldn't... يعني, طيب, you don't leave anyone. Abdurrahman Green or any of these brothers to them. كله. ما في حد. You can count the people who they accept on the finger. It's only the people who are among part of the Salaf. Part of the Salafi sect. Otherwise, bye-bye. So يعني, they have their issues, man. Although Bilal Phillips, his aqidah, his manhaj, this is known. Or being, mashallah, tabarakallah, on the sunnah. But they had some conflicts يعني, with them. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك.